going to understand why they're not in Angola yet. Okay, I'm going to read this email. It's a very short email, and we can start it. And after I read the email, I'm going to ask our brother Paul if you can pray specific for this couple. What's happened, Philip? Make me scared. Okay. So our brother Joel and Caitlin Griffin, they write, "It is encouraging to hear of your interest in prayer for the Lord's work in Angola and Africa. The official language of Angola is Portuguese. As a family, we spent 2013 and portion of 2014 in Portugal learning Portuguese so that we could serve the Lord in Angola. We are presently in Canada waiting visas to enter Angola as missionaries. We applied for the visas on December 1st, 2014, and are now waiting for their granting. It is normal for these visas to take months to a year to be issued. So we would value your prayers that the Lord would put his hands upon the process and that the visas would come in his good time. You could also pray that we would have wisdom as we make many decisions regarding relocating from Canada to Angola and seek to raise our young girls for God amidst all the chains." So it is somebody there for 2 years, learn a language, just with a desire to go and reach these people. That's something we can really appreciate. And I'm sure God will bless them on that request. Can a brother pray for us, please, Paul? Amen. Amen. The next country if it is any technical support problem, you can blame Philip, okay? I have nothing to do with that. I'm kidding. I'm blessed with the next country will be Burundi. Burundi is a small country right there. Is one of the poorest countries in the world. It's a very small country, as you can see it, like I said, very poor. And 90% of the population work in the agricultural things. They're still doing all the manual work and farmers. And we have two emails from them. And those emails are those two brothers over there, the two couples. Jeremy and Sasha Bassett and Daniel and Ann Johnson. Just keep this last name in mind, please. Johnson, you're going to see a couple times. So just keep in mind. I will tell later why. And for that, we have our brother Setola. Go ahead, brother.
The first email I'll be reading to you is from Sonia and Jeremy Bassett, and it reads as follows. Dear Edgard and Philip, thank you for hosting this missionary night on Africa. We trust many will be encouraged to pray. Jeremy and I have been here in Burundi for 1 year as of February. This first year, we have focused on getting a good foundation in the language of Kurundi, and we have also been learning to adjust to life in a very difficult and different setting from life in America. Some exciting news is that we'll be having our first baby, and that's this month here in February. As our language improves, we will become more involved in specific ministries. There's a big need for good study materials and literature in Kurundi. Jeremy has already begun using the help of a friend to translate some jungle doctor books into Kurundi. Jeremy is also doing some teaching at Timothy Bible School here, but his ideal would be to teach in Kurundi. So prayer requests that we have are, especially for Jeremy, he will persevere in learning Kurundi, also for translation of study materials and literature into Kurundi language, along with the finances needed to do the translation work. Finally, pray for Jeremy as he teaches occasionally at Timothy Bible School and also at the various assemblies in the country. Thank you. Let us know if there's any questions or if you'd like more information. So let's pray for those specific prayer requests for Jeremy and Sonia Bassett right now. Father, we thank you for this young couple giving their lives for you in such a wonderful way. We think of their specific prayer request this evening. And first, we would be mindful of our dear sister who will be having a child this month, and we pray for a safe delivery and a healthy baby. We also pray for Jeremy as he seeks to learn the language and convert these various books into the language of the natives there. We pray for his studies, and we pray, Father, that you would give him wisdom and the proper use of time to be able to assimilate this language, learn it, and be able to translate these various books that he wishes to do. And also, Father, for the Timothy courses that he's teaching. Father, we commit this couple to you. We thank you for their willingness to leave the comforts of home, as mentioned in the email, Father, and how difficult it must be in a foreign land like this. So, Father, we pray for protection for them. We pray for your hand and goodness upon them, and pray for the furtherance of the gospel in this different land. So we commend them to you now, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The next couple here on the slide, as it's shown, is Daniel and Ian Johnson. And so I'll read the email from them. Thanks for the email and your interest in the Lord's work in Africa. Our names are Daniel and Ian Johnson, and we have two daughters named Ruth and Lydia. We serve the Lord in Burundi, Africa. Burundi is a very small country and a very poor country. In fact, Edgar had already mentioned one of the 10 poorest in the world. We are commended to the work of the Lord here in Burundi by Oak Lawn Bible Chapel in Chicago area, and they were commended in 2012. There are three main reasons we are involved in the work. One, teaching courses in the Timothy Bible School for church leaders. I teach 5 courses throughout the year. 2, preaching and teaching in local churches. There are, and this astounded me, Edgar and I were talking about this a few months ago before the meeting started. There are just over 120 assemblies in Burundi, that little country that you pointed out to us. So there's no lack of opportunity. Doing small-scale animal projects for poor individuals and churches. Over 90% of the Burundis are farmers. So being able to help the small projects can have a huge impact on their lives. So here are the specific prayer requests for Daniel and Ann Johnson that we'll pray for. You can pray for the vision the national leaders of the assemblies here have to plant 80 new churches in the next 5 years. That would be possible, that this would be possible, and that they would be healthy church plants. You can pray for our family as we are praying about how we fit into the church planting vision. We are planning for praying about moving to the eastern end of the country to be involved in a key church plant and help the 9 churches in the area in their church planting efforts. Pray that these plans will go forward if it is God's will. And lastly, you can pray for us regarding language study. That seems to be common amongst that. I can relate to that with our son learning Italian. You could pray for us regarding language study that we would become diligent, continue to be diligent in doing so, that we can master it and be more effective. And you can pray for health as we battle a lot of sickness living here in Burundi. So let's pray for Daniel and Ann Johnson now and their specific requests. Heavenly Father, we lift this couple up before you. We're so thankful for the opportunity we have of learning of the work that is going on there amongst the Burundi, and we thank you for these proposed church plants. And Father, we do pray, as has been requested, that your will would be done. We also pray for their possible relocation, if it is your will, that you would direct them and show them, Father, just where they should go and how they should be involved in the various church plants. We pray for their health, Father, as there must be a great deal of sickness in the area, so we ask for safety and for health for them and their children as well. So we commend this family to you now and pray for them. And Father, we know that your will be done in their lives as they serve you in a selfless way. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, brother. One thing really amazed me on those, when you heard those numbers, make us embarrassed. I think that's what it is, you know. A small country like Burundi, 120 assemblies, 120. And they want 80 more in 5 years. So, for sure, God has blessed them, and that's our desire, and that's, I know that's filled the heart of God and with joy, too. The next country is Kenya. Kenya is very known for because of the runners. They have the best runners, the marathon runners. They all win Olympic gold medals, and they run without shoes. So we have 2 sisters over there. Kenya, the official language of Kenya is English, so that makes it a little easier for the missionaries because they kind of speak a little bit of English, more than just a little bit, and also is a very common language on Africa. They call Iswahili. That's some of the countries they speak that language on that area. They only have 2 seasons a year. It's dry or raining. That's all. So that's the country. We receive the population of the country of Kenya is 44 million people. It's a bigger country. It's still a poor country, but a little big. We have 2 sisters. They all single, and they work basically with children in camps. So Philip will bring the emails for the 2 sisters. Philip.
This is from Christina Heckman. Hi, Edgar and Philip Carvalho. Thanks for praying for the missionaries in Africa. My name is Christina Heckman, and I work in Kenya. I minister with a group called Eden. We run camps and after-school clubs for children in and around the cities of Naivasha and Nairobi. Our camps and clubs teach environmental stewardships as we can share the gospel while targeting a very, very real need to the children we work with, we deal with. Prayer requests. We praise the Lord as we were able to have 30 camps reaching 345 children in 2014. We hope and pray to reach even more children this coming year. We will have camp almost every weekend in February and March. Please pray for the children that come to these camps, that their lives will be impacted and hopefully change when they return home. We will be starting our after-school clubs next week in 2 new primary schools. Please pray that God would grant us wisdom in approaching all our new students and teachers for the school term. Pray that these children will learn a lot about the environment, but more importantly about their Creator and how much He loves and cares for them. Thank you for your prayers. They mean more than you can ever imagine. God bless you, Christina. And then this is from Mindy Seaman. Hi, my name is Mindy Seaman, and I am in Nairobi, Kenya. I work at Rosslyn Academy as the part-time elementary chaplain and part-time swim teacher. I also do orphan work and foster orphans during the week. Right now, I have a sweet 3-month-old named Eunice. Some specific prayer requests. Open hearts for our students. They come from all kinds of backgrounds. Also, that I would be a light to both students and staff. And lastly, Kenya is trying to make international adoptions impossible. This will impact so many lives. Please pray that this does not happen. Thank you. Let's pray for these missionaries in Kenya. Dear Lord, we thank you for this day, and please help these missionaries in Kenya, Mindy Seaman and Christina Heckman, that they can preach your word, and that in the country of Kenya, and please help that their work goes well, and that they can stay safe, and also they can preach the gospel to kids and staff. And we thank you for their work with children and also their work with people in Kenya. And please help that they can grow even more and help more people to come to you and love more you. And we thank you for everything. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Just think about to be a single woman in a country, say, without the protection of either. Of course, good thing that they relied in man or husband for their work. So God has blessed them, and you can see they're smiling. And I can only imagine what joy would have to those kids to have a camp and be able to talk with them freely about the love of God. That's something amazing.
Victor, do you know where in the country they are?
Nairobi is, that's, this sister over here, she said she's on Nairobi, that's right there. The another sister is more like on the northern part, on the more, because she's close to lake, that's what the, so we only have major two lakes. This is a very, as Lake Victoria, we have the falls, Victoria Falls, one of the seven wonders of the world, so it's on this area over here, and she probably on that area over here, more to the north of the country. It's a very unsafe, just think about this, a very unsafe place to be. Even be a single woman, don't have a protection of only the, relying on God, of course, for their protection, and they continue to do their work. The next country is South Africa. South Africa. If everything goes wrong, I just looked for my technical support here. South Africa. As the name says, South Africa, of course, is the very tip of the continent of Africa. The water over there is very good. Actually, the water in South Africa is one of the third best water in the entire world. So think about, we're always thinking of those waters are disgusting, but there, specific on that, you can drink it from the lakes or, you know, the fountain. So it's kind of surprised. I was kind of surprised with that. They are the biggest, one of the biggest producer of fruits in the world, and they export a lot of that too. And they are, on their water, are more than 2,000 shipwrecks. And they are kind of 500 older, because that used to be the way the Europeans used to go to India. So that's a lot of, and that's very hard and very harsh seas to go around. So they have that idea over there. We have one email from this brother, beautiful couple. And just pay attention to the email, because you're going to see it, what it is, a faith. And then when you receive the call from the Lord, what you are willing to do it. Brother Conrad Jr. is going to bring that email. Go ahead, brother.
This email is from Sid and Karen Halsbad. And they write, "Dear Edgar and Philip, please find the requested information below, and thank you for praying. Sid and Karen are missionaries serving the Lord in Cape Town, South Africa. They were commended by the assembly at Shore Acres Bible Chapel, located in Burlington, Ontario, Canada. In November 1991, they left Canada with their three sons, Andrew 8, Jonathan 6, and Nicholas, who was 5. Shortly after arriving in Botswana, Sid contracted TB meningitis, tuberculosis settling into the lining around the brain and spinal column. You know, despite good water, I guess, you know, a lot of diseases, a lot of contagious diseases, that's a bad one. This left him paralyzed. The Lord gave an amazing recovery through the prayers of his saints and good medical treatment. However, there have been ongoing neurological difficulties and other factors that have made walking difficult for Sid. Once Sid recovered, they settled in a village in northern Botswana called Maun. I guess it's spelled M-A-U-N. In 1995, with the help of local believers, they became the nucleus of what is known today as Maun Christian Assembly. In 2011, due to these health concerns, they relocated to Cape Town, South Africa, where they continue to serve the Lord. They are involved with the Hebron Assembly in Cape Town. They spend much of their time in Bible teaching, young people's and youth ministry, and encouragement and building up of believers. Sid also does itinerant preaching, and they are given to hospitality. They work closely with other servants of the Lord located in various locations in South Africa. They list three things to pray for. Please pray for 1, the assembly in Maun with 600 children in Sunday school. 2, pray for Sid's health. And 3, pray for their ministry as they return to Cape Town February 28th. So let's go before the Lord and remember them. Heavenly Father, we are thankful to hear concerning your servants, Sid and Karen Halsbad in South Africa. And dear Father, we're thankful for the encouragement that it is to us. But dear Father, tonight we would like to lift them up and remember them in a special way. And dear Father, we would ask that you would grant them help and encouragement. Lord, if you, whether it be through physical means or through praying for them, we pray, dear Father, that you'd give them or give us a special burden to remember them. Lord, we pray that concerning our brother Sid's health, we ask that you'd give him help and that the doctors there would treat him well, and dear Father, he would be able to continue his ministry in the areas that you'd have him to work. Lord, we pray for this assembly that has many children in their Sunday school. We're thankful to hear that your word has gone forth and brought forth fruit in such a way. And dear Father, we ask thee that you'd grant them help and that the gospel would continue to go out and that young people would come to know Christ as their Savior. Heavenly Father, we pray for their travel. We ask that you take them back home to Cape Town safely. And dear Lord, as they continue to labor there, we pray that you'd give them clear opportunities to share the gospel. Lord, we pray that you'd make their path straight and clear unto them. Lord, we ask thee for help and strength for both Sid and his wife. And dear Lord, we ask that they would be built up in their faith and be encouraged. So dear Father, we ask that you protect them even now. Lord, give them safety as they seek to share the good news of what the Lord Jesus has done for all of us. We pray that they would find solace in the comfort of other believers through thy Spirit and through the reading of your word. And dear Father, that they would also find their needs met in thee. And dear Father, that they would continue to rely upon thee and find blessing and truth. And so, dear Father, we would lift them up again. And Lord, we ask that you'd bless them and for their hard labor. And dear Lord, that they would look forward to your coming. We pray all these things in thy son's precious and most holy name. Amen.
Thank you, brother. Just think about it. You prepare yourself. You go every day with all the desire to do the work. And you arrive to the country and you contract something very terrible. So you pack everything. You leave it, right? You just go back, whatever. No. They continue there. And 24 years later, they are able to go to an assembly where they have 600 kids. And when I saw the number 600 kids, I was like, that's kind of a lot of kids. But just to share a story, when Gavin was in Angola, he said he was in a break of bread with 2,000 people, with a break of bread. He said he never had that a most wonderful experience to see. God had blessed the black people with a good voice. Think about 2,000 them singing, you know, a cappella without no instruments. So I can only imagine the joy. And when I heard the email, I could not believe, you know. Oh, what a testimony. What a testimony. Just hang with me. We have another two countries, okay? I know everybody's still awake. Everybody awake. Do I have to do some more? Stand up and no? Okay, good. Okay. The country now is Tanzania. Tanzania is a very, if you want to do a trip to Africa, that's the country you want to go, okay? Tanzania. Just keep that in mind for next anniversary or something. Tanzania is a beautiful country. Have big mountains, beautiful mountains. They have all the safaris you want to go, all that stuff. Just stay away from the lions and all that. It's one of the biggest countries in Africa. It was one of the first countries that got their independence on Africa. It's a kind of rich country for the Africa situation. And like I said, when those brothers talk about learning the language, I don't really know what the really language they talk about, because that Tanzania alone have 120 different tribes, and they all speak their own language, and they also, they might have some kind of language they all kind of know a little bit about it. So that's their difficulty when they talk about learn the language. It's very challenging. And like I said, it's a very beautiful country. That's no coincidence. Okay? This is the father. This picture is old, but this boy over here is this man over here. So I didn't find a newer picture, so... So the father went there and had two boys, and they decided to stay over there too. So they got married, and now they are missionaries in the same area. I told you to remember Johnson. So they both are in Tanzania. Those two brothers with their family, they're, you know, beautiful kids, beautiful family. And also their brother is the one brother, Setola, right, about Burundi. That's another. So the youngest brother is over here, and the old one is another country, just board of up in Burundi. So, what to say, right? So is they just grow up there and they just love the people, love the people, and they have the same desire to stay, and no retirement, no. They married and bless their wife too, because they decide it's not easy. It's not. So we're gonna have two emails from Tanzania, and our brother Nathan is gonna bring those emails.
The first email that we're going to read is from Harry and Ruth Johnson, which is the top picture. Dear Edgar and Philip, thank you for your email and for your interest in the work we are doing in Tanzania. Sorry. We trust you are doing well in Florida. Ruth and I are both missionary kids, born and raised and married in Africa. We spent 20 years together serving the Lord with Harry's parents in Burundi, Africa, before we moved to Tanzania. We have been in Tanzania 18 years. We began our work in Tanzania working with the refugees from Burundi and Congo who had fled wars in their countries. Our work has changed as refugees have gone back to their home countries, and we are concentrating on leadership training, literature work, and working among children and women. We are actually in America right now, since the end of October, for medical reasons, and this is a big prayer request. Ruth will have to have open heart surgery, and we are waiting on the doctors here in Maryland to decide when and how. Her appointment with a specialist is an adult congenital heart disease surgeon, I'm guessing, and her appointment is on January the 28th. This defect Ruth was born with is starting to cause her problems and could become dangerous. The work in Tanzania continues with our son Luke looking for, the work in Tanzania continues with our son Luke looking after our responsibilities as well as their own. Two requests pertaining to their family. Number one, his wife Gina is due to have her fourth child here in Tanzania in the beginning of February. February is also the month when Luke and two national brothers will be teaching the third session of a discipleship course that has five students. The assemblies in our area of Western Tanzania need prayer that they would stay true to God's word, grow spiritually, and reach out to the unsaved around them. Ruth is concerned about the Sunday schools, women's work, and girls' club while she is gone. When we return to Tanzania, Harry needs to make some repairs to our ship that we use for outreach along Lake... I'm not going to be able to pronounce that one. There's a lake there that is close by. Thank you for your concern and support. Prayers are a great encouragement to us. Greetings to all the saints you meet, and God bless you. Let's go ahead and pray for Harry and Ruth Johnson. Father in heaven, we come before you this evening, and Father, we are encouraged by this couple who has been serving you faithfully, Father, over the years in Tanzania. Father, we thank you for them, and Father, we would bring before you at this time this dear sister Ruth, who is scheduled to go through open heart surgery. Father, we just pray for her. Father, we ask that you would be with her and help her during this time. Father, we stop and realize that all these things are in your hands. And so, Father, we ask that you would take care of her. Father, we ask that you would continue, Father, to give her help and strength at this time. And Father, we just raise up this family before you and ask for your help. Father, we ask that you would help them and give them just guidance and wisdom in all these things. Father, we would also remember the Sunday school work and the women's work, Father, there in Tanzania. And Father, we ask as they are away that you would lift up other workers to come alongside and to help out. Father, we ask that you would supply, Father, the help that is needed to continue on this work. And Father, we ask that through this, many would come to know the Lord Jesus and that many would become strengthened in their faith. We just lift them up before you, and Father, we ask that you would give them your peace, Father, during this time and just help and strength. For we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, the second one. More names. All right, Luke and Gina Johnson. Hello, Edgar and Philip Carvalho. Thank you for your interest in the work that God is doing here, and thank you for your desire to pray for the missionaries in Africa. We really need your prayers. A little bit about their family. We are Luke and Gina Johnson. We have three kids, Esther, who is 8, Emily, 4, and Aaron, 1, and one more that will soon arrive in February, Lord willing. Don't know if she had the baby yet. Our location. We live on the western side of Tanzania in a small town called Kigoma, right next to a long and narrow lake called Lake, this is the same lake, let's see, Tanganyika. Tanganyika. There you go. You should have read this one. All right. The Lord's work. There are some 24 assemblies we work with in the Kigoma and Rukwa regions of western Tanzania. Our vision is to provide solid Bible teaching and training, as well as Christian resources. We work with the leaders as well as the youth. We have started a discipleship course to teach and train anyone who has a desire to know more about the Bible and serving Christ. We also help with many physical, medical, and educational needs, as many of the people we work with are extremely poor. They go ahead and they list some prayer requests here. The first one is to pray for the church leaders, that they would grow and be diligent to teach and shepherd the flock entrusted to them. Pray that they would be faithful to their master and do their calling. Pray that they would not get discouraged and lose hope. Pray for the Lord of the harvest to raise up more workers among the Tanzanians, that they would have a strong desire to help teach and train their fellow Tanzanian believers, as well as reach out to many who still do not know Christ. He puts here, a little less than half of the population of Tanzania is Muslim. Pray for the discipleship course, as we are still in the beginning stages. Pray for us teachers as we make many decisions, plan the curriculum, evaluate, and seek to improve this ministry for God's glory as He enables us. Pray that we would have grace, wisdom, peace, love, and joy concerning all the needs and requests, both physical and spiritual, presented to us on a daily basis. We need wisdom and perseverance so that we will not grow weary in well-doing. Pray for our family as well. Lord willing, to welcome another member into our family. Pray that the birth will go well and that Gina and the baby would have a safe, and that Gina and the baby would be safe and healthy. Thank you so much for praying. Your prayers are really needed and they make a difference. Blessings in Christ, Luke Johnson and family. Let's go ahead and pray for this couple as well. Father in heaven, we thank you for Luke and Gina Johnson who are doing your work in Tanzania. Father, we would just bring them up before you this evening, and Father, we would pray for our sister Gina and the delivery of this baby. Father, we ask, Father, that you would be with her at this time. Father, we ask for strength for her, and Father, we just pray that she would have a safe delivery of this baby. Father, we would also bring before you the work there in Tanzania, and Father, we would pray for the leaders that are there. Father, we ask that you would give them strength. Father, we just pray, Father, that you would help them during this time not to be discouraged, not to lose hope, but Father, to keep pressing forward and looking unto Jesus. Father, we ask that you would help them and just give them this focus. Father, we would pray for Luke and the work that he's doing with the decision and planning, Father, of the curriculum. And Father, we ask that you would give guidance in this area. Father, we know that if any man lack wisdom, that he's to ask of God. And so, Father, this evening we would ask you, Father, on his behalf, that you would give him wisdom and that you would guide him in the direction that you would have him go. Father, we would also pray, Father, for the believers there in Tanzania, and Father, we ask that you would help them. Father, we ask that you would give them the strength and courage to speak to their neighbors and to be a witness and to be that light on a hill, Father, for you. We pray for the unsaved there in Tanzania and the Muslims that are there, and Father, we know that you can change any heart. And so, Father, we just pray for them, and we ask, Father, that you would continue to work in this area. We ask that you would work through this dear brother and sister, and that, Father, we would pray that many would come to know the Lord Jesus and to have life eternal. Father, we just commend this family into your hands, and we ask your blessing on them, for we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
All right. We are doing well. We still have a few minutes more. We have one more country. And that's the country of Zambia. Zambia. If you're a little bit familiar with the book, we have about 40 missionaries of CMML on that country. It's not coincidentally because that country, Zambia, used to be one of the most open countries to the gospel. It was for decades. That could change because they just had election this year. It looked like the new president, let's say, doesn't like Christians too much. And he wants to change everything. So one of the requests for all the missionaries is for God to continue to open and leave the doors open for, because they have like freedom in the schools to they are in some schools are really taught and the gospel is part of the curriculum. So it's a good environment for the gospel to spread. Just a little some things about Zambia. You don't live too long in Zambia. The expectation of life there is 38 years old. So I will be considered already a elder and on Zambia. So you don't live, the expectation of life is 38 years only because of the condition in the country. Like I said, Victoria Falls is one of the seven wonders of the world. It is in Zambia. And also, another sad thing about Zambia is one of the countries with most cases of AIDS and HIV on there too. I have 5 emails, but I'm not going to bore you. Sorry, with the read of all of them. And I'm going to mention some things about the missionaries. And if you wanna read the email in the hole, you can ask me. I can please let you see it. I'm just gonna say, brother. First one is that sister Julie Frank, another single sister, and she was asking prayers for us, because she's gonna go to another country, Zimbabwe, to a gospel gospel reach. So she asked us to. So that's amazing. They are in one country. They're already thinking about another countries. So that's one request she made to us. And I'm gonna just go after the missionaries, and then after that, Brother Dunlap, please finish with the meeting. And also, if you want to do some announcement about the prayer requests, locally prayer requests, we can do it. So these are another brothers over here, Robert and Betty Young. Robert, he's been in Zambia for a long time, more than 60 years. But he was married before, and his wife passed away, and he remarried this sister, Betty. One of the work he's doing the most lately is they are translate the Word of God to one of the biggest language in Zambia. Like I said, it's hard to reach every single one of the people. So they try to get the language they speak the most, and they already translate the New Testament. So it's ready to go. And they are working on the Psalms and the Proverbs, and they're going to have this done, but they want to just get the New Testament printed, and they want to start to give away. So his main request is about that. And also he asked for Sister Betty had breast cancer removal, so, and she's recovering from that too. She asked for us to pray for. Another one is Jeff and Mary. This is what the email I enjoyed the most, because he wrote something. And it's amazing because I really like the language, you know. He really was personal in the email. I think that's why, if you cannot take nothing from this meeting, please take one thing. You are in the middle of the jungle. And sometimes they are forgotten. If you send an email from one of them, show you're interesting. He even told the email he lost a crown on his tooth. And he's praising God for that. So that's how personal he can be. Just think about it. Send an email. I know we do so many times. Sometimes just open the book, get one email, send it for somebody. Say, look, what's going on? What have you been doing? So, and he tells he's involved in the maintenance. So he goes to the hospitals in the area and fix the car, fix generator, and that's what he does. So he tells about what he started the work. He actually took over a work some brothers from Ireland started back in the 30s. And so he continued that work in the same area. And he tells wonderful stories about what's going on and how God had blessed him. His wife is RN. Sister Betty is RN too, so they're involved with the hospitals. And imagine, you are in the country with the most case of AIDS in the world. And you are involved, you are RN, you work with them. This is a work of love. She's RN too, and she work. And he said something about they delivered 400 babies last year in the clinic. So that's amazing. So we have another two brothers over here too. There's another two couples. The first one is the Amborski. There we go right here. His too is a. Sometimes we think every missionary have to be a doctor and some, you know, doctor. He have to go over there and just preach it and teach it. This brother and the brother just say he's just a maintenance. Their work there is just to keep things running, and he'll be doing that work with the whole family, and God have blessed him with the family, and they're involved in the work in the hospitals and clinics. And that's what he does. And the last one, I think this brother is most known for us. They are in Africa, things in Zambia, since 1958. And they hit you with the brother, the first brother we said, the brother, the Youngs. He's helping too in the translation of the Bible. And this brother, David and Miss Grace, they are involved in all that area. He's not only in Zambia, but he's in Zimbabwe and Congo. In all that area, he's working and preaching and teaching and that. And you can tell, he's a healthy man. And he don't believe in retirement. Actually, one of the things he asked for us is he just went to South Africa to do some exams. And the doctor said, "You okay?" And so he said, "I'm okay." So he's just went back. So he just was thanking God for that, the fact that he's healthy and he can continue to go. So I hope you have a little taste of how we can get involved, how much it is to know about it, and to be just willing to know and to pray specifically. You can do that with the book. Or you can do that, just like I said, just send an email. When we send 43 emails, I didn't expect to have 43 emails back, of course, because, you know, they don't have Verizon. That's one thing we don't know, too. They don't have all these. So sometimes, some of them, I think they don't even receive the email yet, so maybe it's still going. I don't know. But the ones, they are very willing to do it. So send 10 emails, and maybe he'll receive one back, you know? And I know it's going to be a blessing for them, but it will be a blessing for you too. We're going to finish with a word of prayer, and our brother David, please mention the missionaries in Zambia. I think you want to say something, prayer requests?